sit down and close your eyes. Keep your legs bent at a right angle with your feet resting on the floor. Breathe calmly. Try to breathe with your belly, silently counting to at least 5, preferably 7 or 8 each time you inhale. In the same way, let the inhalation last at least as long as it takes to count to 5, 7, or even 8. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Continue in this way for a moment. Once you have settled down, remain seated with your eyes closed. Your first task is to create an imaginary place in your own mind, a place built on one simple rule. You should feel, or at least believe, that you are calm here, safe from threats and worries. It can be anywhere, deep in a forest, high among the mountains, at the beach, in your own home, or traveling in a spacecraft toward another dimension. The choice is yours. If picturing yourself alone doesn't feel safe, allow someone to be there with you. In some cases, even an animal will do. Once your place has taken form, it is time to move on to the second step. Try picturing an avatar, a being of your own design. Choose its appearance, its colors, size, and shape. What you can't decide, however, are these 3 attributes that are inherent to the avatar. 1. However it appears, your avatar has lived hundreds of lives before this one and has seen almost everything there is to see. Humanity on the savanna, our endless migrations to distant continents, the hunger, famines, and nomadic life. The rise and fall of the Egyptian Empire and Mesopotamia, the grandeur and collapse of Rome, the long medieval night, Columbus crossing the Atlantic, the world wars, the concentration camps, and all the way in to the 21st century. The Avatar has witnessed human suffering from every angle, and it knows what it is to be human. It knows none of us chose to be here, nor did we choose our genetics, upbringing, or our pain. 2. Beyond this near eternal life, the being is not afraid to take care of you whenever you need it. It remains always present when you speak of the hard things in life, at least if you allow it to be there. 3. The being doesn't judge. It cannot judge. It knows what it is to be human. Hence, it accepts all of who you are and never criticizes. When you are ready, when you have created a being that has lived nearly forever, that cares for you and that never judges, it is time to receive it in your very own place. Try to see it as it emerges, as it steps into your safe place. Take a good look. Continue to breathe calmly. Try to breathe with your belly. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. From this point on, I want you to write a letter to yourself every week for at least 8 weeks in a row. But instead of writing from yourself to yourself in the format of a diary, I want you to imagine writing from the perspective of your avatar. In other words, your avatar is the one holding the pen, not you. What is more, go on to imagine that the avatar has been with you during the past week. Wherever you have been, it has been there, watching you, felt your feelings and heard your thoughts. And from all you have endured, the hardships, the pain, the fear, the wounds, it now writes you a letter devoted entirely to validation. Begin by describing a situation, something you experienced, something you were part of. Describe the situation as fully as you can. Then move on to your own response and interpretation. Write down how you felt, what mattered to you, and how you made sense of it. Then move toward validation. And here comes the challenging part. Validation is not about saying it's okay to criticize or hate yourself. Validation is more of a reassurance. Telling yourself that it is okay, not strange at all, that you felt sad when you didn't get the promotion, when you failed the exam, or when you missed a few notes during the performance. Validation is about recognizing the situation, your response, and affirming it. Not judging yourself, not expressing disbelief or criticism. A good way to begin is with the wound, with the vulnerable part. And then continue with, it's perfectly okay. It's only natural that you felt scared, sad, hurt, or disappointed when you failed an exam, fell short of a training goal, or didn't get the promotion. The mistake most people make is falling back into old patterns, validating aggression or criticism instead. They might write, "It wasn't strange that I got angry and punished myself," or, "It's only natural that I felt worthless." If you end up here, go back and think of the football team, the children, and the game. Neither you nor the avatar would ever say to them, "Of course you lost, you're terrible." Instead, you would likely gather them up and affirm them by saying, "I understand that you wanted to win. I understand that the match mattered and that losing hurts. And it's okay that it hurts. Anything else would be strange." The important thing is to find the vulnerable feelings, shame, anxiety, fear, pain, sorrow, or disappointment. Those are the feelings that matter, not anger, criticism, hatred, or contempt. Compassion is fostered out of something that hurts, not out of arrogance, criticism, or hate. I often tell my patients that it's hard to be angry with someone who is crying. Of course, that's true, with some caveats. Yet the vulnerable, the part that hurts, often evokes empathy. And that is precisely what this exercise is about. Finding the wound inside you, and in doing so, awakening an empathy and compassion you never thought you had.